Who says poetry is dead?
I'm sick and tired of these three things haunting me.
Mama's voice.
His grave.
My gun.
Click, click, boom!
Young poets strutting their stuff in a documentary about the explosive annual Chicago poetry competition, Louder Than a Bomb.
Bassinet and bibbed up, cribbed up. Watch your uncle get down on stage and we'll kick it like you did in your mother's womb.
Every year since 2001, hundreds of Chicago area kids from prep schools to magnet schools to struggling inner city public schools bring it in what's become the world's largest youth poetry slam.
Poetry now, because once you start your piece, you can die behind that microphone, and death may be breathless, but poetry's deathless, so breath be our savior eternal.
Joining us now, two poets featured in Louder Than a Bomb. We have Nova Venerable. She represented Oak Park River Forest High in the 2008 competition that's in the film. She joins us from the studios of WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Nova, welcome.
Thank you.
And Lamar Jordan, who represented Steinmetz High School in Chicago, joins us from Chicago. Lamar, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me.
And Nova, I want to start with you. We meet you in the film. You've come into your school's poetry team kind of angry. You know, there was a lot you wanted to say about an absentee dad, about, you know, a beloved brother. When did you know you wanted to express some of these things going on inside with poetry?
I actually started writing when I was in eighth grade, and that just so happened to be what I started writing about. And my sister took my poetry notebook to the high school. She was in high school at the time, and she showed it to Mr. Khan.
As your coach?
And, yep. Yes, my coach and my mentor. He wrote in my notebook, he said, hey, you should just come to Spoken Word when you come to the high school next year. We'd be lucky to have you. And it kind of just happened from there that was just something that was really bothering me. And mm-hmm. So I just decided to write about it.
Well, let's listen to one of your poems, a segment of a poem about your dad.
I wish I could tell you how much I miss you. How I want to wrap my arms around your sunken stomach like tissue paper, that I love you. Wish that you were here to be my Papa G again, so you would know that I have a boyfriend that loves me more than you ever used to. But I guess you're too busy rusting like cement windows to notice that your baby girl is a woman. And how my memory will fade like your four-finger sangria, two gin, two tonic, and one lemon juice.
Nova, in that poem, you said things that people spend 20 to 30 years in therapy trying to say, and you're saying it on a stage at some point. What does that feel like inside?
For me, I would say that I've always had trouble talking to people, and I've always had trouble really expressing how I felt. And when I started writing poetry and started learning about metaphor and simile and how to kind of not necessarily camouflage, but how to say what you want to say without really being blunt about it. And I think that's what I really like about poetry, is that as much as I let people in through writing, I can also keep people at a particular distance where I don't feel like they're too into my personal life or I'm letting out too much. Yeah. The structure of it kind of gives me the type of control that I want and that I need when I feel like I need to express myself.
Yeah. And Lamar Jordan, again, another competitor in this 2008 Louder Than a Bomb competition. I just want to comment on one more thing on Nova. There's a point in the film where she gets up and does her thing. And I'm not sure if you were one of the kids, but a lot of the guys are like, whoa. You know, what's it like for you to hear her?
I mean, just watching Nova is really like one of the reasons that a poet goes to Louder Than a Bomb, just to see what it does for other people, like what it did for Nova, giving her the arena to, you know, let out her feelings about her father and about Cody. So just watching Nova kind of reminds everybody of, you know, what the purpose of Louder Than a Bomb is.
Right. It's not about you as much as it is maybe about your interaction with others. But you're another reason that people go. We should say the competition again takes place in 2008. Just the year before, your school, Steinmetz High, entered for the first time and won. So how much pressure, what was going on in your stomach going into this, your second competition?
The only thing on my mind at that point in my life was winning Louder Than a Bomb. I felt like we went in 2007. We weren't really expecting to win. We were just trying something new. And the fact that we came out with the victory, I think that kind of rubbed some people the wrong way. So I felt like I put all of the pressure on the team and myself in particular to go back and win it again and show everybody in Loud and the Bomb that, you know, we actually have something to offer to the world other than just sports or, you know, low test scores or any other things that Steinmetz is notorious for.
Well, you know, and you and your team worked like athletes, almost like a workout in the afternoon. Here in this scene, you're running one of your poems by your teammates at Steinmetz High because you gotta work on them. Let's listen.
I'm being all I can be without taking a soldier's stand. I'm just ripping the lid off the Folgers can and showing that this country knows what it's doing. Please tell me I'm not the only one that's smelling this hot, creamless coffee brewing. Black people, wake up. Breathe now. And that's that piece. Clap.
It's just something. Lamar, what had that poetry team become to you?
It really became my second family. All of the times we spent together, from winning Loud and the Bomb to going on to Brave New Voices, which is what you win by winning Loud and the Bomb, is a free trip to Brave New Voices, which is the International Youth Poetry Festival. And through everything that we had been through, that had really become my second family. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, through telling our stories and just having a good time, we really became a family that I feel are tighter than most blood related families.
Well, but Lamar, you almost don't get to this competition. There's a point in the film where you and some of your teammates have the Steinmetz have kind of mouthed off in a meeting, and your coach, Coach Sloan, I mean, even though it's killing him, he thinks he may have to kick you out. You go into a meeting, my stomach watching this is clenched. You know, oh my gosh, are they going to get kicked off? But you and your friends have absolutely no swagger, no attitude. You are so apologetic. In fact, let's listen to your friend Big C.
My feelings got hurt when I found out I was about to get kicked off the team. Because I love y'all, all of y'all. And it's like, we're a team, and most of all, we're a family. And I don't want that to happen. I don't want y'all to feel like we don't love y'all, we don't understand y'all or appreciate y'all that type of way, because we don't feel like that at all. And basically what we're trying to say is we're sorry.
Nova, before the break, we heard about Lamar and his team struggles to get to the competition. Your team had a certain serenity, but again, as we were saying, a lot going on inside you. You go from the poem we heard earlier expressing anger at your father to another one expressing love for your special needs brother, Cody. Now, we want to hear some of that, but what was it you were trying to get across?
I wasn't really trying to get too much across. The purpose of me writing that poem was to make myself feel better about the possibility of going away and my brother, you know, not having the mental capacity to remember everything that we've been through, or to be able to look at me and to remember, you know, this is what she did for me when I was younger, and to not really have that bond anymore. It was just kind of a coping mechanism for me to go away to college and be okay with going away and coming home in hopes that the relationship that I built with him wouldn't be different.
Because he's severely autistic and diabetic. Let's listen to a little.
Today, I will smile as he learns to brush his teeth for the first time or obsesses over his red pants and shirts. I will laugh as he tries to learn sign language to make up for tongue lost in Fragile X syndrome, and I will accept his fake kisses like disorders. But I can't help but wonder, can his brain still hold the times I messed up his food when he was 8 or changed his diapers at 7? Will he miss me when I am not there to run my fingers through his hair like pink oil when he wakes up from ear tube surgeries or seizures? Will he remember how he slept in my bed every night after Mama left and I held him like an extra pillow, or when my arms were his restraints when Daddy said, put him in middle without seatbelt so he would be the first to die in car accidents? Can he know how he found a mother in Big Sister?
Again, Nova, venerable at the 2008 poetry competition in Chicago, Louder Than a Bomb, quite something. And Lamar, your team is also competing. At one point, you're down by just 1 point. Everybody scored, you know, like the Olympics. And you decide to deliver one of your most powerful poems. It's about a shooter at a school shooting. Let's listen.
My blood boils at the realization that you get killed for nothing in college, just as easily as you can in a war or in jail. But we still more concerned with weed sales and pushing the whip. I guess this is what happens when a country is run by a bush in the dick. The world is beyond crazy. Why are we overseas when the real war is in front of us? The real war is an institution that is supposed to build a better tomorrow. The sorrows in the hearts of those who fall victim to those dim and bright futures. We fight foreigners when we are the ones who will shoot you. I'm sorry. This is a life and a dare of a resentful shooter. This goes out to the victims at Northern Illinois, Virginia Tech, Columbine High School, University of Texas, Bad School, Poe Elementary, Cologne. The list goes on. I'm sorry. Because guns don't kill people. We kill ourselves, but the world is going crazy. Crazy like myself. Crazy like the fact that if Bush cared for my mental health, 5 innocent lives would have been spared. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
So there's Lamar Jordan. Stunning people. A lot of tens scored on that. But Lamar, you know, your dreams aren't fulfilled. And I'm just wondering, you know, where you are on that now, because you were devastated. And I'm just wondering, you know, now you're both in college. Lamar, you're at Wilbur Wright College there in Chicago. Nova, you're at Smith. And I'm just wondering, do you have a different view on having a setback now?
I definitely feel like I particularly needed to lose because, as I said, I was only a second-year poet with a victory already under my belt. So winning Poetry Slam was all I knew at that time. And had we not lost, I doubt if I would have known what, you know, the true goal of Loud and the Bomb is. And it really is to, you know, just meet people who you really wouldn't have met any other way. It is really so people like myself can meet Adam Gottlieb, Nate Marshall, Nova Venerable, and realize that, you know, there is a lot of hope and a lot of good things going on in this generation. And, I mean, I was really upset when we lost now, but as far as competition goes, I need to stop doing it for the points. And also, I need to step my pen game up as well. So
your pen game, your writing, you're sitting there and just doing it. Nova, what was it like to hear that poem?
Listening to that piece for me was just one of those eye-opening moments where I was like, okay, maybe I need to get my weight up a little bit.
Which is what it's all about, it, you know, everybody lifting everybody. Which reminds me, I just want to ask you both, there was another kid there. Lest everybody think that, you know, the sort of inner city experience is the only experience shared. There was another kid, Adam Gottlieb, by his own definition, a privileged, adored Jewish kid, who hung on everyone's every word. He won the sort of the spirit of the competition for, again, for just wanting everybody to do well. But I'm thinking he's someone you wouldn't even have met possibly if it weren't for the slam and vice versa.
I think Kevin Koval said it when he said in the documentary that he didn't think that people were actually made like that. He's just really nice, and he's just one of these people that just really likes to learn and always has someone else's best interest at heart. He's not selfish at all. He's so different from somebody that I would see on an everyday basis. He's just, he's Adam Gottlieb. Like, there's no way to describe him. He's just Adam Gottlieb.
Yeah.
And Grandma, who never hated anyone unless they hated someone for no reason. You were Maxwell Street, your heart a place that anyone could call home, where crossing the street meant saying, hello, Madhaba, or Evanston chanting, Stein Metz, or doing anything that brought you closer to someone else. And all I wanted to ask you before you died was how I could find God as clearly as you did, so that I could be a prophet and bring your love to the chosen people, deemed such by their meeting your standard of having a heartbeat.
He was amazing. Well, Adam Gottlieb is now spitting his poems at Hampshire College. Lamar, as we mentioned, poetry helped take you to Wilbur Wright College in Chicago. And Nova, you're at Smith. Do you think you'd be there without poetry?
Definitely not. When I was a freshman in high school, I definitely was not doing my work the way that I should have been, which was really interesting because I was never a slacking off student. But when I got into high school, I was just, I wasn't even thinking about college. I didn't think that I would ever have means to go to college. So definitely probably would not have made it here if it wasn't for being able to be involved in something like this.
And how is your brother doing with you being at college? I just have to ask.
He seems to be doing all right at home. He's always really happy when I come back.
And he didn't forget you.
He didn't forget me. He didn't. I come home and I have this little game with him where I creep up the stairs and I make this really weird face at him and he runs. And then I go and I attack him and I start kissing him. And then he runs again. And it's just, it's amazing.
I hear a poem. That's a poet Nova Venerable. We've also been speaking with Lamar Jordan. They're two of the poets featured in Louder Than a Bomb. That's a new documentary about the annual Chicago Youth Poetry Slam of the same name. It is really just terrific. For more on how to see it, go to our website, hereandnow.org. But thank you both for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
I never loved much, but my God, my mic and my mama, so maybe my lady, but lately she been on drama mode. So
and for listeners in the Boston area, there's a screening of Louder Than a Bomb tonight at Studio Cinema in Belmont. Nova will be there. Give it up for her. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
Get it up and right. So one more the up and up while all the others up and high. I stay with the pen and the prayer, a grin and a stare from behind glasses. I grin and I bear. Therein lies the power me. Like hourly.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software. On the web at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.